The slogan Black Lives Matter and the movement grown up around it has become a household name, but Latinos have also been disproportionately affected by police-involved killings. They don't have a similar movement. Adrian Florido from NPR's Code Switch team wanted to find out why.
In 2009, police officers in Anaheim, California, shot and killed 35-year-old Cesar Cruz during a traffic stop. The next day, his mother, Teresa Smith, held a vigil for him. There, her 7-year-old grandson looked up at her.
And he says, "We need to protest." He really wanted people to know that they had killed his dad, you know. I said, "Let's do this."
Smith protested outside the Anaheim Police Department nearly every Sunday for the next 2.5 years. At first, a lot of people joined her.
I was thinking, yeah, maybe we would have some sort of a movement, because we became really strong for a hot second.
But as weeks passed, fewer people came. On most Sundays, it was just Smith. This was years before Black Lives Matter started organizing around police killings. It frustrated Smith that she couldn't get more people to join her. She eventually got a settlement with police, but continued her activism. And she's talked with lots of families about what kept them from protesting.
Fear keeps a lot of Latinos from really joining the movement, I think. I think I've come to that conclusion. It's fear. It's fear of retaliation, of maybe being deported.
According to data compiled by The Guardian newspaper, this year, African Americans in the U.S. have been killed by police at more than twice the rate of Latinos. But Latinos are still more likely than whites or Asians to have been killed.
You would think there'd be a lot more of an uprising, a lot more of protest activity with clear targets.
This is Juan Cartagena. He works for the nonprofit Latino Justice. He says there are lots of reasons there hasn't been more of a movement.
Because Latino groups are very well dispersed. We have pockets of nationalities that may dominate one part of the country across another. In some parts of the country, the witnesses to these crimes are also within the undocumented portions of our populations, and therefore they're not particularly encouraged to come out.
There are also language barriers, the fact that many Latino advocacy groups prefer to focus on issues like immigration, and the absence of media coverage. But the work of Black Lives Matter has started to influence Latino activism. Over the summer, protesters gathered at the Mariachi Plaza in East Los Angeles after police officers shot and killed a teenage boy. Police said he fired a gun. Witnesses disputed that.
So we're all here, as we know, because last night, yesterday evening, Jesse James Romero, who was 14 years old, was murdered in cold blood by LAPD.
Hola, estamos aquí todos porque como sabemos que ayer por la noche fue asesinado a sangre fría el muchacho Jesse James Romero.
Justicia para Jesse! Justicia para Jesse!
Among the protesters was Estela Rodriguez, a diminutive woman who said police had also killed her son with 17 bullets. I have to speak up for my son, she said, because he may have been worthless to them, but he was my treasure. It's time for us to unite, Rodriguez said. She called on Latina mothers hiding behind their grief to come out and fight for their children. Sol Marquez was one of the organizers of this protest. She's with a group called Centro Community Service Organization. It's organizing protests in L.A. each time a local Latino is killed by police. Marquez says pointing to Black activism has helped her convince people to join.
People are getting empowered by Black Lives Matter. It's great to be able to show them, hey, look, you're not alone. You might feel like you're alone and like it's only happening to you in your own neighborhood, but these people right across the bridge are dealing with the same thing.
While this happens locally, nationally there are also changes underway. The National Hispanic Leadership Agenda, a coalition of 40 large Latino groups, recently wrote the issue of police killings into its formal list of advocacy priorities. Hector Sanchez is the group's leader.
This is very, very important, and this is going to systematically change the way we, as leaders, Latino leaders and organizations, engage on the issue of criminal justice.
But he says this will take some time. Right now, he says they're spending a lot of time defending immigrants and Latinos against the toxic rhetoric of this election cycle. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Thank you.